Yes, sir. And this is the Enigma Self Hour. What's good, people? Shout out to everybody that's listening to the podcast. Again, got my man J-Hop in the building. 8-7-fucking-1. Y'all here. 850 in the building, South Side, Florida State. You know what I'm saying? I'm repping them nose. We're going to get into that later.
We
got some similarities. We got some similarities with that. We're going to get into that. But glad to have my man here, one of the OGs, you know what I'm saying, been in the game by as long as not longer than me. Y'all know I'm old, so if I'm an OG, my man OG as well. Your OG, OG. That's be your OG, OG. You know what I'm saying?
For a good minute.
Anyway, appreciate everybody popping with us, you know what I'm saying? This is episode 22. Happy New Year to everyone out there. You got to say that. Actually, I'm bad at saying Happy New Year. Like, I barely
say that shit. That's the best thing.
Right. Like, if you said it to me, I'd say it. But yeah, Happy New Year. We in 2019 is the first broadcast of 2019. So glad you guys are here. It's episode 22. And also, always remember the Enigma Step Hour is powered by Freedom Train Network. What up, Pat? What up, Joe? Giving a platform for voices of black folks everywhere. So if you want to check out this podcast and our other podcasts they got set up, you can check them out at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Alright, so you can check this episode as well as the other 21 episodes over there if you just want to put it in your ear. Also, it's available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. You know, if you just search the Enigma Step Hour, you know what I'm saying, those things should pop up. Yeah, man. And also, too, those in the podcast, if you want to check out the live version or the recording of the live version, you can check us out at www.youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. Okay? So you can check me out there. Check me out on Twitter at EnigmaSelf9. Check me out on Instagram at EnigmaSelf. And on Facebook at EnigmaSelf or EnigmaSelf9, whatever you want to get to it. So, yeah, got all of that out of the way. So I'm glad to be here. Glad we crossed over to the new year. Yeah, my man J-Hop, we're gonna get into some tea. some local industry tea. You know what I mean? Got my man in here. Plus, I'm pretty sure you got a lot of information for all the young cats up here trying to come up in the game. So, and yeah, y'all gonna check out and see what he doing as well. You know, doing a whole lot more than me. Man, I got videos and everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, anyway, man, we're going to get to his first joint. You know what I'm saying? Got my man, One Will, representing Rickard High. He was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. So, I'm going to go ahead and play his joint. Why am I bringing up Twitter? I don't know. I'm going to bring up his stuff. Matter of fact, speaking of One Will, he just dropped his new project, One Cool Summer. You can check that out on any streaming platforms. It's a dope little EP. You know what I'm saying? Start off the new year. Y'all can check that out. Including this song, Department Store. You know what I mean? My man, One Will. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time.
Man, go. This shit fly as fuck. Fly as fuck. Yo, the vibe is lovely. I'm mashing in the container. The watermelon come in from Publix. I think I used it justice. After I ate the fruit, of course, coasting in some polo sport. Underground corridor through a department store. I seen some Tommy Bahama swimming trunks. Like, what that's hitting for? Out of a smorgasbord, I caught like 4. Saleswoman hit me with a pitch to try a scent. 8 fluid ounces for like 166 at the tax. I don't need that, but give me a sample. I hit you with my feedback. Know what I mean, Jan? That's what it said on her name tag. She really couldn't do nothing but laugh as she slipped it in the bag. I keep it player like the Himalayas, nothing like your dad. My white tee wrinkled cause it's fresh up out the pack. Teleport back to my jet, vibing to some CK that ain't even dropped yet. As I proceed to the leftover top shelf, they took their time with dispatch. You gotta trust the process. Now let that digest. My time mix just told me that it's perfect timing.
Time one. To know you, now that it seems that I finally
I'm fly as fuck in this department store. I'm just coolin' in this department store. She really made it her mission just to give me her business. She living off a commission. She make it look so spiffy. I'm fly as fuck in this department store. I'm just coolin' in this department store. She really made it her mission just to give me her business. She living off a commission. She make it look so spiffy, but I'm just, yeah. Yeah, fly as fuck in this department store. She really made it her, just to give me her business. I think she lit a commission, that's why she look, that's why she look, but we just, yo, cool niggas on the man,
Yes, sir. This is the Nick Myself Hour Boy, Nick Myself Timber. Got my man J-Hop in the building. I'm out here looking shiny because I got all this grease on my face. Shouts out to Hype Williams. They did like a 20-year anniversary of Belly. And they were saying how like he put like all kind of grease on him for whatever reason to make him like pop. And it's funny because I noticed if you watch the scene with Bundy and Sincere, like when Bundy like trying to infiltrate the ministers and they like in Harlem, like you look at DMX, like he greasy as fuck. Like he look like a, like he about to get fried chicken. And yeah, that's who it was. Like Ike was trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? Get the skin popping. Yeah. Hey, when niggas say like BBW, that's what they mean. That man, Tara Hicks. Man, she was thick. All right, we getting old. That was a whole 20 years ago. It's 20 years. It's been 20 years since 1999, bro. That's when I graduated. I'm finna celebrate my 20-year anniversary of graduation, bro. Bro, we out here. We been out here. Anyway, man, we go. Woo! Yeah, we got to talk about Outlaw. Man, Joe trying to shine. Oh, I know J-Hop. I record his first song.
I love
you.
Oh, shit. Man, yeah, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, you remember him, Plubbers? We used to work at Sideways, nigga.
Hey, that's the dog right there.
I know. You got to drop it. Oh, I know him. I bet you know him. It's Sassy.
Oh, yeah, that's the dog right there, man. He recorded one of my favorite songs. I got a song called
J-Hop 871. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what you're talking about. You were talking about that song. Yeah. He texted me the hook or something. He said, well, I don't think he remembers how the hook went.
Yeah. Oh my shit! He did another song called "Sorry." I think I did that one. Fleetwood. I can't remember. It was so long.
Yeah, shout out to Fleetwood, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he the reason I even started doing projects again. That's when me and Will had stopped doing whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he been my bro, man. He been my bro for about past 6 years now. So that's an outlaw beast. I will have him on the show, but he making money. So y'all go over there. Y'all go holler at Outlaw Beat for some beats and get yourself recorded, mixed down, all that good stuff. Shout out to my bro. All right, we're going to get into this, man. Like I told y'all, man, One Will dropped another summer. I said another cool summer. Another summer. Just type One Will, you know what I'm saying, another summer. Check him out, you know what I'm saying, all streaming apps. Also, too, next week, got the young homie, my man Joshua, you know what I'm saying, he moved down to Orlando, but he coming back to Tallahassee. He'll be at the Indian Head Factory. Indian Head. Yeah. You got Indian Head Factory, you know what I'm saying, on the 11th. So y'all make sure to check that out as well. So just a little bit going on the local scene, you know what I'm saying, as far as the shows or whatever. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. But we're going to get into this hip-hop news. Boy, what the hell is going on today? Well, actually, literally today. Yo, I'm going to get into this, man. Get this hot take. I really want to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know everybody in their mama is talking about it. And I ain't really want to get into it. What up, man? What up, Zoe? Banger.
What up, Wayne?
Gang. Man. What up, James? What's up, bro? You know what I'm saying? James having their cousin.
NWO in the house.
You know what I mean?
Ah, let's go.
Hey, Zoe, you see it, bro. Fuck out of here with them gators, dog. Ugly-ass colors, nigga. Ugly-ass colors, nigga.
You know, they
want
that little
bowl game. Hey, wait, hey, y'all. After, we finally beat Michigan after 5 tries. Fuck out of here, dog.
It's going to take us that long to come back like this.
Nah, we straight. You know what I'm saying? They want to say that hate. Y'all ain't go to a bowl. Bro, we went 35 years. I'm good with missing one out of 35 years. Relax. We all right. Him and, I'm about to say, if anybody don't know, of course, J-Hop was in group Gutter Squad with his brother, Banger, a.k.a. Zoe.
James,
you know what I mean? Man, James. So, you got Banger, Gator, J-Hop. No. I was in the group, my cousin Will, a.k.a. Raven October, me being a Seminole fan, him being a Gator. So, you always got attention. That's your bro, that's your cuz, you love him to death. But that one week, you want to smack him in the face and they want to sit here and talk that shit. But we make it work. We yeah. Y'all lucky we love y'all niggas.
Yeah, finally got some
blood. Right. This nigga. You want to see my cousin. I think I'm going to go see him. My new cousin. Little baby. Kobe. King Kobe. Anyway. Let's get into it. Look here, man. Y'all gotta relax, bro. Like, I don't know what's going on. I do. Matter of fact, I do know what's going on, which confused me about what's going on. I get it. You got the Surviving R. Kelly joint on Lifetime. First of all, I ain't got TV. So, that's why I ain't watching it. Second, I got this podcast. That's why I ain't watching it. Third, if I did have a TV and wasn't doing the podcast, guess what? Lifetime is banned anywhere I live at anyway. So I won't even be on Lifetime. So screw all that. Regardless, I'm watching Facebook, watching Twitter. I get it. Everybody want to talk about it. Hot topic. Cool, whatever. But y'all looking dumb as, not to say dumb, lost, blind. Yo, like 99% of the shit y'all was talking about, retweeting, posting on Facebook, on Twitter, all that stuff, I already knew. But people acting like y'all is brand new. Oh my gosh, he made a video? Yeah, nigga! What you think the David Chappelle skit was all about? What the? What? What? He was married to a limp? Duh, nigga!
It ain't got VHS tape.
What?
I seen that bit on VHS.
Who has this? I mean, I ain't even discriminate myself. I didn't have a tape.
I didn't have it.
But I may have viewed it. And, yeah, like, I knew then. Like, bro, and then even, okay, granted, it was like it was his brother, whatever. I was like, I don't know. Look like the nigga. Nigga definitely eating some ass. Now, the chick that he was eating ass, she looked wrong. But the other chick that he was supposed to be peeing on, yeah, bro. Yeah. I wasn't sure. But regardless, I'm not going to get into the rights and wrongs and the legal and all that aspect. Is he a sick guy? That's just obvious, man. I'm not getting into that. I'm just surprised with the people's reaction. Like, y'all acting like this some shit y'all just learning. Right. Like, if you over 30, maybe 25. Maybe you had a quiet childhood. Maybe your parents really, really sheltered you when you was like 25, when you was 10, 11, 12, whatever. But, bro, ain't no way anybody can tell me over 30 years old that you ain't know it. You ain't at least heard the rumors about the shit that he was doing. You should know that. You shouldn't be surprised. Like, oh, that was Sparkle niece that was in the video? Yeah, nigga. Yeah, like, that was out there. I saw somebody, it was like, oh, now that I've seen the docu series, I look at the David Chappelle skit in a new light. Nigga, the skit was about the allegations. What is y'all talking about? Man, yeah, y'all gotta have more awareness, bro. Y'all really gotta have more awareness about what's going on in the world, because y'all be like, oh, I didn't know that was happening. He was married, he had kids, yeah. He got a daughter. She like, she's not even a stud. I think she's transsexual, but she's a transsexual guy. She's a girl who trans into a guy. Common knowledge. I don't even follow R. Kelly like that. I think, yeah, he a great singer. He a great, definitely a great songwriter. Probably one of the greatest songwriters of all time. But I don't even follow anybody like that. But that's just normal, like, news. If you just pay attention to crap. The hell y'all been at? Y'all got, man, y'all got to relax, bro. I got to relax. But y'all got to relax. Y'all out here looking stupid. Out here looking crazy. Let me see what we got. So, I ain't going a little rant. I got more rants. All right, what's going on? Outside of that, and hopefully you listen to me, you ain't paying attention to that Dr. Series anyway. Like I said, Lifetime is banned in my house. So, any women out there feel like you want a wifey Enigma September? Wait, reverse that. Want to be wifed by Enigma September? Hey, yo. I'm not Meek Mills, bro. Don't Meek Mills me, bro. Don't Meek Mills me, bro. I hear wiping bitches. Anyway, no. Any chicks out here thinking they're going to get wiped by Enigma September, understand. Lifetime? Nah, I'm killing that. Hell, Hallmark. Trying to Hallmark channel. Try them damn Christmas movies in June. Fuck out of here. All right. Let me get into the news, man. I'm just I ain't ranting. Somebody tried to steal Young Dolph chain down in Miami. They got the beat down. But what was crazy, not only did they get their ass kicked, but and like I don't know if the DJ timed it, but the DJ started playing Ella Mai's Trip. So the shit looked like it was like out of a BET movie. Like it was just like the music started playing, you see all the guys just boom, boom. Stomping the niggas. And my mind is just thinking, like, it's like the beginning of a BET movie. It's just like, I know you're wondering how I got here, but let me backtrack and let you know what happened. Yeah, don't try to steal Young Dolph chain and then get LMA played in the background. Just cancel your whole year. Just move forward to 2020, bro. You're canceled. That was just a bad move. All right, what else we got? Oh, this should be good news. JC should be happy about this. Man, Cricket I, a.k.a. King Crook, King Libra, gonna bring back his hip-hop weekly a couple years ago. I know he was during the MySpace age era. He was on, you know, the weekly joints or whatever. So he said he's gonna bring that back for the 2019 period. So y'all can look out for that. Shout out to Cali, Compton, L.A., all that good stuff. Also, too, man, shout out to my man Eric Days. He did that last year of 2018. So, you know, it's the thing to do. I ain't doing it. Get that. Y'all been listening to the Underground Railroad. Watch me freestyle in the end of your show. Ain't recording? No. No. Unless I get a hookup. Outlaw. What's up? Anyway, speaking of old school, got 8-Ball MJG. They dropped a live album. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I like 8-Ball MJG. It's an interesting idea. Drop a live album, but. Not say I wouldn't listen. You know what? I don't like live albums anyway. It wouldn't even be about 8-Ball MJG. I'm pretty sure it'd be dope, but I just don't like live albums.
I don't even know if I ever heard a live album. What it's like when they're on stage?
Right.
Oh.
Right. So it's basically they singing or dance or doing whatever, and you can hear the crowd in the background, all the other stuff. I guess it's dope because you know they really got talent, especially if you're a singer.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. As a rapper, I guess it works. Like, even, I know one live album, quote-unquote, was The Show. Now, that was dope. You know, that was, what, 95? Yeah. That was, because I know, like, Biggie did Me and My Bitch Live. He did Get Money. It was some other.
I got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah. No, that the show was, that was a, it was a soundtrack, because it was a live movie of a concert. I forgot what the concert were, but it was like a bunch of like, whoever was hot, in 95. So Biggie, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Method Man, Red Man, like all of them, they were performing, and they took the live performance and put the soundtrack out. The soundtrack had some of the live joints. So that was cool, but like regardless of who or whatever, whoever artist, I don't get another one. I mean, I take this back. Maybe I do like live albums. Cause you got Erykah Badu, Baduism. That was dope. Jill Scott had a joint she came out with. That was dope. I don't know. We'll check it out. So, yeah. Maybe I do like live albums. Maybe I'm lying to y'all. So, yeah, I think I ate ball MJG. They got that shit dropping. Speaking of dropping and bombing, Tiffany Haddish got an egg on her face in Miami. Miami just bad for the 2019. Trina and Trick beefing. What's up, 305? What the hell y'all doing down there? Nah, apparently they beefing on the little TV show that I'm not gonna mention. They ain't paying me.
Oh, that show.
Well, apparently,
watch that kind of shit.
Yeah, man, fuck that. Anyway, we real men around here watch real TV like football and shit. Nah.
Yeah, yeah, football, goddamn. Hey, really tight.
No, ain't my nigga.
Really.
Egg on front, yeah, agree, yeah. But that's the thing about, I like real drama. I don't like the fabricated shit. Like, I like, not real drama. I like real, like, written plays shit. Not, we gonna act like we acting, but we really are producers getting air by the ear. That's bullshit. I ain't with that. Give me real actors that's getting paid, that's reading lines, and a storyline that was written out and all the other good stuff. Ain't got time for that other bullshit. But anyway, yeah, so Tiffany Haddish totally bombed in Miami. And everybody want to be like, oh, well, you know, it happens, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, Cat Williams laughing at all y'all niggas. He told y'all she was trash. You ain't want to believe that man. So, yeah. I don't know. I think Tiffany Haddish is fun. She's straight. I ain't got no beef with her. But... you're saying Cat Williams told y'all niggas she won that money. There's other people out there to be getting that money, but it is what it is. Let me see. Also, too, even though it's still fuck Billboard, but there was a list of the top albums of 2018, and just name a few people that was on the list. Now, it doesn't mean it was the best album. It doesn't have anything to do with the list I gave y'all the last episode 21, my man Ro Thoro. But these are the top selling, or these are all the number one, all the artists that got number one album last year, or some of them at least. I didn't name everybody. But yeah, Cardi B, J. Cole, Triple X, Tatacion, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, Drake, Eminem, Migos, Kanye, and the rap collective, Brockhampton. Don't hate me. They all right. Chill out. I know who I'm talking about. But yeah, man, so those are your top artists for 2018. You got anticipated projects coming out 2019. I think Nas supposed to be dropping the joint. That's all I know. That's all we're going to feel right now. I know Nas supposed to be dropping the second joint. And yeah, so we're going to see what's hot. 2018 was dope, definitely dope. So 2019 got a lot to live up to. I think in the last podcast I was saying I don't think 2019 is going to be that popping. I think 2018 was so dope, like so much good content. I think this year, it won't add up. It won't be a bad year. It's not going to add up. So we'll see. And speaking of 2018, so we can finally get over it, both Uncle Murder and Mad Skills dropped a 2018 wrap up. Both the joints was tight. Me personally, I preferred Skills joint. Maybe I'm from the South. I don't know. But I think Skills is just more concentrated. Uncle Murder shit was funny. And I think that's why a lot of people like Uncle Murder shit. Because he like a funny dude. Like he usually cranking jokes and shit. Versus Skills. Skills be funny, but he more focused on the structure. But I'm a structure nigga. I like my shit to be in order. And Skills did that. Uncle Murder was kind of everywhere. And Uncle Murder shit was too long. That's what it was. That nigga shit was... it was funny because he was saying it could be long. And he was trying to cut it. He was like, I can go for a whole hour. It was like, bro, you went for 15 minutes. That was enough. You got to relax. right? Speaking of relaxing, I'm going to say this when we get to this next track. Gucci Mane got to relax. Fuck you talking about, Gucci Mane? Yeah, come here. Bro, I know you lost weight and shit, got your wife, I appreciate that. But my nigga, bro, no. The Eminem slander is not going to happen. Not on my watch. It's not going to happen. Now, granted, I get what Gucci Mane was saying. People ain't just riding around bumping Eminem, whatever. But, bro, according to all of the statistics, Eminem has the most sales ever. He's the most successful rap artist ever. You know, bro, all kinds of streaming apps. So, yeah, niggas ain't bumping Eminem in their cars. You know why? Because everybody else is bumping them in their ear pods. Motherfuckers. He ain't the king of rap. And granted, Eminem, you don't have to claim that Eminem's the king of rap. He's a whole bunch of people that can take that crown. Granted, I do like Eminem. I consider myself a stan. But, yeah, I'm not dumb. There's a lot of people from Ice Cube, LL Cool J, Jay-Z, Nas, whoever. It's a bunch of people you can say is better than Eminem, is higher than Eminem, top of the rap game Eminem. Gucci Mane is not one of them. No. Bro. I ain't even lyrically. I'm not even gonna get into that. That's dumb. We get that. Ain't no way Gucci Mane can fuck with Eminem on a track. Like, that's... But, bro, you acting like people ain't listening to him. Like, Eminem got a million fans in his sleep. Eminem is one of the few people that can literally fart on a track. Yeah, matter of fact, he has farted on the track. And, like, he gonna get a million streams off top. So, the fuck you mean ain't nobody bumping Eminem? Yeah, ain't nobody bumping Eminem in this box Chevy. You are correct. Unless they're in Detroit. But, that, like, nobody ain't fucking with Eminem? Even in 2018? You lost your motherfucking mind with your belly, nigga. Fuck you mean. Anyway, we can get to this next track. Speaking of Detroit. My man Devon Deshaun with his joint morning, and then we're gonna get back in this interview, man. This is the Enigma Self Hour. I'm just being loud for no reason. You got time, baby.
House tomorrow. I'll buy a coupe, two doors. I'll be a new landlord. Stacking it up like Lowe's. We pull up like ops. And we drunk off shots. And I'm poking that spot. My direct just dropped. Oh shit.
My bank account just gotta come up.
Oh shit.
Will change your life, get you some money and treat you right,
Money coming up, I got money going down. I got money coming in, I got money going out. See, I don't play about money, my money never played around. I got that money laying around, I might have to take you down. If it ain't about the money, baby.
To the game, got a white woman finna take my name. Gave her that ring, she love the way I sling that thing. Dick same color as a diamond earring. She went to get a top of the old Navy. Dressing room, I got top of the old Navy. Shopping trip in St. Augustine, baby. Wedding last night, I had a ball and they paid me. Trying to get two commas on my statement. Maybe hit them with my own line of rape. But instead, dog got money on the floor. Got trash knocking, that's money at the door.
Money coming up, I got money going down. Coming in, I got money going out. See, I don't play about money, my money never.
never played around. I got that money laying around. I might have to take you down. If it ain't about the money, baby.
All right, this is the Enigma Step Hour. It's your boy Enigma September, and we are halfway through. I got my man J-Hop, and he's going to get into it. So what up, bro?
Hey, you heard.
My man slurred up. My man came with grilled up. Yeah. Yo, the podcast, you missing out. Hold up. But YouTube, woo! Bling, bling. Y'all see it. NWO.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No cosign, world order going down.
No doubt. So go ahead, man, and let people know. Like, how you even got to, like, what inspired you to even start rapping, bro? So I know, like I said in the beginning, you've been doing as long as I have, if not longer. You know what I'm saying? So how did this pop off for you?
Well, I mean, I came to Tallahassee from Jacksonville, it was in 99.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And linked up with my brother, you know what I'm saying, Banger. And at the time, he had a group called TFOD. And we started from there. And we was just rapping and shit. And then a lot of other people, like Gutter Squad,
right.
met majority of them at Rickard.
Right.
So it started off as TFOD. We was recording on fucking karaoke machine tapes and shit.
Right. Tapes.
And then we saw my Outlaw. End up fucking with him through Green. Well, I started fucking with him, and then I was recording at Green Light. We were recording at Green Light
right.
studio with Adrian, AB, Golden Sound.
Right.
And, shit, that's around the time I met Jabbar. Met a lot of fucking people, man. But, yeah, that's pretty much how it started, you know,
right.
from Richard. You know, it was just like a little thing, you know, because other niggas was rapping like Napper Heads and shit like that.
Right.
You know, I was new to Tallahassee.
Right.
And I came here, and once he put me on that rap shit, and I seen these niggas like Napper Heads and shit, and these niggas got songs on CDs and shit.
I'm right.
Like, that was a big fucking deal back then. Like,
right.
You know, niggas got CDs?
Right. Yeah, I remember, my man Lil Chris, he did his first joint. Yeah, it was like, after see that and see the cover, and like...
And Sam Goody and shit.
Right, right. It was like, you a rapper.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
doing, yeah. Yeah.
You go and see the nigga in the fucking gym and shit. Like,
right. Shit. I saw you the other day.
It was very inspiring, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So to be next to people like that, it just makes you want to do, okay, yeah, this nigga, it make you feel like you can do it, you know?
Right.
So, like I said, like, when I came here in 99, I wasn't trying to be no rapper. It's just one of them things that I
just fell into.
It just happened like that. So, yeah. And then just being influenced by them.
Right.
And then, you know, other people I was listening to, like 36 Mafia, fucking Tupac, all that shit. Everything just kind of fell in one fucking thing. And it just motivates you, and then it's like when you can actually see some shit going on around you,
right?
It makes a really big difference. It don't seem like so far away,
right? Right.
So you're like, damn, man, with these niggas doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? I can do the shit too,
right? That's what it was. I remember, like, you know, seeing Nappy Heads, like, get into it, and I know, like, Raven Out, like, he was already kind of doing it, you know what I'm saying? I was in school or whatever.
What up, KC?
What up? and it was just like seeing people, you know what I'm saying, doing it or whatever, and making CDs, especially with Lil Chris. I remember like being on campus of that fam, like playing the CD for people, you know what I'm saying? And for them to read, like, yo, he from here? Like, they thought he was, like, from New York or Detroit or some other crap like that. It's like, nah, like, this a local nigga. You know what I'm saying? At times, you know, being a local was on some bullshit.
Yeah.
So for them, it's like, yo, he really rap. I'm like, yeah, like, there's people out here actually doing it. Like, for real, for real. But speaking of, I usually tell people, because you know, I'm talking to younger folks or whatever who weren't around. But I know how I viewed it. But being that, you know what I'm saying, you was in the mix at the same time. Like, when Payne did blow up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was your reaction to that? You know what I'm saying?
That was epic, because yeah. As an artist, when you see some shit like that happen next to you,
right.
Like I said, dog, right. It just motivate the fuck out of
right.
Niggas was, dog, like me, at the time, when he got signed, I was working at Subway until I came on.
Right.
I think it was by my last goddamn, whatever I had, $20, however much that shit was, dog, I went down there and talked to them for this damn get him look, man. Hold his fucking CD when that bitch dropped. And I went and got it, dog, like, the shit, and I'm talking about, dog, the vibe of the city was so huge, dog.
Right, and right, it, right.
And that brings up a lot of the pain that niggas went through as far as whatever they feel should have happened type shit, because at least from what I saw, when that nigga got signed, dog, I'm talking about, dog, the whole city, you couldn't go nowhere, dog. You could not ride nowhere, dog, and not hear that goddamn
right.
Time singing.
Right, right, right,
so,
right.
And then especially for people like me as an artist, literally seeing that shit
right.
happen,
right.
You just automatically, you just feel like you could do it. Like, you just like, any doubts I had that this nigga actually did that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Then you start seeing with the features, like the fucking, who he was featuring? Well, you know he was doing shit with Akon, goddamn Twista, fucking.
Yeah, Bone Crushing on his shit.
Those
D's on there.
What's that nigga name?
Cause you said I came from Alabama.
You
just, yeah.
All these niggas, you seeing this nigga who was just here where you at?
Right, right, TV, right.
And it just motivated. So what you do? You get in there, and you do your shit in the
right.
studio. Niggas is going hard in the studio.
Right.
And at the time, around that time, it was open mic. It wasn't called open mic. Three of the players was doing the shit at Big Kahuna. It
yeah.
was a big fucking deal. Like, niggas was really going hard.
Right.
And, you know, like, it was serious back then. It wasn't so much hating. Everybody was just trying
right.
to do it. And,
right.
And just pushing each other. It
right.
It was good back then, man. Like, niggas, like, goddamn TJ, he was always around and shit.
Right.
And just all kind of shit was going on.
That sounds like Keith Kennedy, my man, was right behind him, like, you know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, Keith. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I
except
mean.
Except the anyway.
So, yeah, man, like, all that shit was going on. So, for you to physically see that shit, the motivation was, like, undescribable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, nigga, like, you in the same high school as Michael Jordan. And you play basketball and shit. And you, damn, this nigga just went to the pool. Whoa, this nigga got contract with Nike. Whoa, this nigga got. And you seeing this shit. So
right.
if you balling too, nigga, you get on my shit, nigga. I'm finna,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was exciting, dog. Like, that was, like, the best thing that could have happened. You know
right.
what I'm saying? To see some shit happen for real.
Right. And then what's crazy, too, is, like, fool, like, literally changed the game. Like, not just here in Tallahassee, like, he changed the game, period. Like, the music that's playing now is direct descendant from him just fucking with autotune over there in Ridge Road back in 03, 04.
No, you can't do it no bigger than that, dog.
Yeah.
How can you do it bigger than that?
When yeah.
you just a nigga from Tallahassee and now you hit, and boom, now everybody's doing shit like you.
Right. That's a monster. That's true.
At one point, you proud, but at the same time, you like, damn, nigga, y'all niggas cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Home of the clone. Attack of the clone was like, damn, nigga.
Well,
I was the only one doing this in the world. Me and Cher, nigga.
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah. So being that, you know what I'm saying, you got through that, whatever, and you're still doing your thing now, like, what's the motivation? Because I know, granted, you know, like I said, I'm still doing whatever, still dabbing. I'm still recording, people. I'm still rapping. I'm getting this podcast fool, y'all. but being that, you know what I'm saying, got older now, went through that whole phase, and then now having new blood, like, what keeps you motivated to continue to, you know what I'm saying, push the envelope, continue to push product out there?
Fun. Like, before, when we was really doing it, like, out of town shit, niggas are fucking opening up this nigga every week, that nigga every week. Like, Cadillac Joe got this show lined up, we headlining everything, and shit went like that for at least 2 years. You know what I'm saying? We fucking went to goddamn Slip and Slide Showcase for audition for a record deal. We fucking went to goddamn, we had this shit where a nigga wanted to sign us, took us fucking to Virginia for 2 weeks and spent all kind of fucking 20, 30, 40 grand on us and all that kind of shit. All that shit, what motivates it now for me is different from back then. Back then it was like, make the song, it's gonna be a hit, we're gonna make it, all this shit. Now it's like, okay, we did all that shit already.
Right.
Ain't shit happened the way, you know what I'm saying, the bit wanted, you know, because the nigga wanted music to be the job. Like,
right. You wanted to be able to live off of
it. Yeah, I'm not clocking in and listening to you and doing this so I can get my check, nigga. I want music to be my job.
Right.
That's what I get paid for.
Right.
Boom. So that ain't happened. But right now what's motivating me at least is the fun part of it, because I'm not really on no trying to make it shit.
Right.
I'm just on some, you know how, like, you got niggas, and I said this before, you got niggas who good as fuck, let's just say basketball, right?
Right.
Nigga ain't make it to the NBA. But
that's cool shit for
them. But that don't mean he don't go out to the park and ball.
Right.
That shit don't go away.
You don't learn
the game.
Right, exactly.
You ain't going to the NBA, but you still balling, so when niggas see you, they see you doing, and that's what I'm doing. I feel like I'm still out there on the court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I keep doing it, because I love this shit.
No, I'm right with you, bro. Like, that was good, and that was.
Yeah.
But I know, like, especially being around younger cats or whatever, and I'm trying to tell them. I guess for me, I'd be wanting to tell them, like, on some shit where it's like, I hope you make it. I want you to make it. I believe you can make it. But in the case you don't, like, you want to make sure you're doing it for the love, because it may get to a point where that's all you're going to have is that love for the love for the game, love for creating music, putting words together, putting, you know what I'm saying, projects together, putting videos together. Like, all of that stuff just comes from the love, because you're going to get to a point where it's like, yeah, the object of being signed or being, you know, famous and all other stuff, it's going to get to a point where that may not be a possibility. Even though I say this, though, if at any time, like, it's probably a better opportunity not being any time before. Exactly.
Let's just talk about the Tallahassee team. Like, we took this shit over, dog. Like, after the Nappy Head, it was
right.
And I don't give a fuck what nobody said about that. That's what it was. If you was there, you knew that. Not throwing no shade. But it was harder back then.
Like,
no internet, wasn't no nothing.
Right.
Shit, nigga, if niggas ain't see your goddamn face and see you on that stage, nigga, or hear niggas talk about you on that fucking radio, which we had all that.
Right.
We took this motherfucker over. So what I want to say, you know, to people that's now in the social media area, which is stupid, still trying to take Tallahassee over, which is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Right.
It's so much easier now with social media to take over, nigga, the world, bitch.
Right, right.
And niggas still so old school on the, oh, I'm going to take care of, I'm going to take over. Nigga, Southside is mine. What the fuck?
Right.
What? Nigga.
Like, you got this bad pass. You got access. Like,
nigga, yeah. Everywhere.
Right. It's like back in the day, yeah, back when we was in school, back in the early 2000s, whatever. Yeah. Like, you may try to get that because everybody was still hand to hand, out the car, passing mixtapes, passing.
Like, nigga, fuck Southside. Nigga, fuck anything inside Capital Circle. Nigga, work that goddamn internet, nigga.
Right.
You can have niggas listen to you cross the fucking water. You want to take over Southside.
Right. 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 No, I'll be telling people, I was like, bro, you got to find your niche. You know what I'm saying? Like, find whatever, whoever's going to feel your music and then roll with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you may not have that niche here. You may not be so, you know, you may have type of music. Like I said, it may not roll here, but yeah, You may have somebody in Italy or Germany or, you know what I'm saying, Europe, Africa. Somebody in Africa may be fucking with you heavy, but because, like you said, you focus on trying to get the next block over when it's like, bro, like, and this shit I found weird was Soulja Boy, because he kind of broke that shit loose, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was on the internet, but, like, Soulja Boy really show how you can finesse the internet to get popular or whatever, and it's just like, yeah, at this time, like, that was 10 years ago. That was 11 years ago. Like, yeah, you can't be stuck on.
You gotta look it out. It's like, it ain't like, let's just say, because this is what it is, fuck the music. You know what I'm saying? It's the popularity shit. Like, niggas getting money off of having a big neck.
Right. Or a long neck. Long. Right.
Ooh,
right.
Bro, if he comes to Tallahassee right now, dog,
this nigga gonna sell out the fucking moon. You ain't fucking lying.
What?
Yo.
Like, this nigga say I'm hating.
Right.
Yo, you
gotta go viral, bro. Dog, you gotta get it pop.
Social media era.
Right.
Easy.
Right.
What we did was hard back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If niggas don't physically see you and all of that shit, this shit is hard.
Right.
We did the hard shit. This shit is nothing. If you really was.
If you really gonna work it and put the energy like you had to back then, yeah, you can work it.
So, I mean, that's what I be saying, dog. Like, and niggas be flipping out when I be spazzing the fuck out. Because I be like, dog, y'all really don't get this shit?
Right. niggas just spoiled, bro. They don't understand. Like, it's kind of like if they knew what it took back then, you know what I'm saying? When you had press CDs, you had to go buy the CDs and make the little cover. Now it's like, shoot, all you gotta do is really just post the shit up online. You ain't got to do all that. That's a whole what? Them hours of work of, you know, pressing the CDs up and going to copy print, whatever the little joint used to be, and get the covers, all that set up.
All you gotta do is do some shit and draw views to you. A lot of times they do stupid shit, and now all of a sudden they popping.
Right.
Like right now, I'm not gonna do this. Right now, nigga, if I got butt ass niggas in here right now,
don't do that shit,
and just start doing some weird ass shit, how many views you gonna get in the morning,
right?
Yo, get hot. My hair not gonna hear the music.
Right.
This nigga, is he gay?
Right. Is this nigga fat? That nigga on that Molly? That nigga on that Molly? What? What the fuck, though?
That's what I'm saying, dog. It's the social media era, so it ain't even like the music. It's like what's gonna bring people to you,
right?
You know, pay attention,
right?
To you. And that's all it is, dog. This shit just funny, dog. Like it's just funny. And that's it. It's just still about to take over.
That's the point. Like Jackson. Yo, we're gonna get into the music, man, and we're gonna come back and get to some more juicy topics, and then we're gonna wrap this thing up. First, we're gonna go into my man joint Flogging, then we'll come up with Turnt.
Yeah,
Turnt. All right, so we got Flogging, Turnt, my man J Hop in the building. You know what I'm saying? Giving that to y'all raw, straight up, Paul. So this is the Enigma Zep Hour. You got time, baby.
Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I peak game. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in a G-string. 850, I keep saying nigga be flogging. Flogging. D-nigga be flogging. Flogging. Nigga wanna ride, but he can't though. Probably wanna try, but he ain't though. Stupid as he wanna be, he ain't though. Flogging around town like he can't go.
Where?
To the cemetery, much of where painful. He got one in the head, my whole thankful. If you don't see a nigga, be thankful. Talking that shit, bitch, I bang. Tell a nigga try it ain't buck yet. He must be high, nigga, fuck that. Situation bad for the whole camp. EBT, that nigga slide him like a food stamp. I don't need a loco to go loco. Fofo in the photo with my FOMO. Post up in the Rosa, nigga solo. But it's 100 niggas post up at your dodo. Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words,
gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I beat gang. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in the G-string. 850, I keep saying Rajin, 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 Rajin. Rajin, 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 Rajin. D-nigga be Rajin, 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 Rajin. Rajin, 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 Rajin. I can't even lie about the creek gang. These niggas taking lies over street fame. Got a toe five, don't need aim. Pick up the chopper, going live, gon' heat things. Your homeboy get your ass first, though. You let that nigga in through the front door. And now you slide to the pen in the front row. And he ain't even grab pen and let it roll. Can't trust these niggas, man, fuck that. Say you got a deal with a cut check. It must be on the table where the cup's at. Fuck you drinking on. I ain't got a fake flaws or hate. A word about the food on your plate. Ramen noodle, nigga, I eat steak. 850, I keep saying. Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I beat gang. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in the G-string. 850, I keep saying. Rajin, 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 Rajin. Rajin, 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 Rajin. D-nigga be Rajin, 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 Rajin. Rajin, 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 Rajin.
We gon' be turned,
shut the fuck up.
We gon' be turned,
shut the fuck up.
She gon' be turned,
shut the fuck up.
Turn,
shut the fuck up.
He gon' be turned,
shut the fuck up.
Turn,
shut the fuck up.
He gon' be turned,
shut the fuck up.
Hey,
shut the fuck up.
See, hey,
shut the fuck up.
Hey,
shut the fuck up.
You, hey,
shut the fuck up.
Hey,
shut the fuck up.
See, hey,
shut the fuck up.
Hey,
shut the fuck up.
You, hey,
shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. What the fuck up, nigga? Sucker, fuck a nigga. Buck another nigga. Cut you on the trigger. Pillar, cap a killer. Real killer. Gotta get him. Most of these niggas be lying, dog. If I'm lying, dog, nigga, flying, dog. Put the nigga, get behind, dog. Body found, dog, with a ground horse. Stay in the place on the ground, dog. With a spray of the cake when you found, dog. Say what you say, you a clown, dog. Get the sound, dog, I'm a pound, dog. These niggas that tell you, stepping, rapper, strapper, cola, capping, knee down. Throw your head, nigga, bow. King hop with a crown. Bitten in shit, bitch, I'm too big. Never gonna be in your circle. I'm a hard head ass nigga, don't need no cap or construction worker. I'm a hot with dead clients, bitch, I got rid of the patients.
Yeah, I'm the hip hop Lazarus.
I'm back.
Resurrected from the dead. I got a strong hugger like I never been fed. Healed with the flow, I'm in need of a med. I never was popular in high school. Yeah, I admit I got high in high school. On Instagram, they asked for a follow. But how to heal when I can't follow the damn rules? Was born to sin with the obstacles. I told them in a bar, man, I can't lose. I'm like, show me the money, nigga, Tom Cruise. Niggas got me twisted, time to undo. Yeah, I'm the secret weapon. All the game needed was a little correction. All I see is best, never settle for less than. Give it to you raw, I ain't with the finessing. Yeah, this is the tip of the iceberg. Let me dumb it down, this is a preview. I'm seeing things more clear now, game recognized. Game nigga got a vision, no see-through. We on ownership, I ain't trying to live life not owning shit. Nigga, I'm an outcast crowd, I don't fit. Off the block, nigga, I'm a chip.
You can call me up when there's a problem. Late night, I be out here robbing shit. If Banger hit him, Jay Hawker hit him. That's a 2-for-1, we got him. Let me tell you, boy, the true story. Shit, let me give it to you in a hurry. Grab a nigga, buy a nigga, start twisting to his body, get cold, mixed slurry. I'm sorry, y'all hate that it happened. All of the bullets on packing. You had to get him a close casket. You know what I'm saying with no casket. Shit, walk up on him, then I blame him more. Stand still, traffic jam him up. You think it's fucked up, tended, bro. You think it's fucked up, tended, bro. I've been off the point, been not you. Say, how you survive being not you? See, I'm a surpassing nigga. I guess I'm stuck in the leaf field. See, I don't know what y'all be talking about. White check, yellow talking out. Down low, I'm feeling coughing out. My child jumping like a waffle house. I'm turning.
bounce.
Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, nigga, you hating. Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, hot lip, it's a datum. Ammunition like a Rambo, pulling up and dumping like a Sanco. These clips longer than your hair nose, about to get vicious like a red nose. About to get hit with this Winchester, magazine out of end, fella. Dead back to that crown sipping, never drinking that hen, nigga. Bring the bitch, I might tip her, caterpillar, slow creeper. She say, go deep. That's when I go deeper. You fool, fooler like boo boo. Before I said your name, no one knew you. Talent, baby, be the architect. Supervisor, yeah, I cut the check. Yeah, I be them glands in your skin that make you break a sweat. So pussy nigga, just walking out. Don't make a nigga have to chalk it out.
We gon' be turned.
Shut the fuck up.
So look at your bush.
Shut the fuck up.
Tell her. Cold cut a nigga, had enough a nigga sneak dissing with his ass kissing. Hot been my sensei since the first day that a nigga learned to spit. D hating niggas been talking shit to the choir boy in my bullpen. Get sick of the bullshit. Fuck all of your rappers. Your niggas some actors. I'm slapping your backwards. Rolling stone on all of your bastards. Tell her has it done. Got two crappy sitting nasty just like a baby diaper. I'm being bitter shit for the opposition. Killing niggas off like my name MacGyver. I never been by hating or debating with none of these fuck niggas. I treat them like blowhards. You suck, nigga. And I don't believe in luck, nigga. These niggas ain't spitting no competition. Digging digits 6 feet in the dirt. Mr. Who's my illa thriller and Manila killer. So hard, hard in my breath.
We gon' be turf.
Let the fuck out.
We gon' be turned.
Shut the fuck up.
Turn.
Shut the fuck up.
She gon' be turned.
Shut the fuck up.
Turn.
Shut the fuck up.
He gon' be turned.
Shut the fuck up.
Turn.
Shut the fuck up.
We gon' be turned.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
C. Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
A.
Shut the fuck up.
U. A.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
C. Hey.
Shut the fuck up.
A.
Shut the fuck up.
U. A.
Shut the fuck up.
We back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. Yo, if you listen to the podcast, you just lost. Not you didn't lose, but there's a lot of content that you didn't hear. You got to hear the song or whatever. So feel free again. Check out. Yeah. But you can check us out on YouTube on youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927 to hear that. Also, too, hey, everybody listening to the live, the YouTube joint, podcast will be popping. Should be up either Sunday or Monday. Y'all can hear this part plus the music. So, hey, content, content, content. So, get back into it before we get up out of here. But you were saying, like, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of young niggas that don't really understand the struggle or whatever. Like, what, outside of just the internet, like, what else would you, like, try to, what advice would you give the young dudes, like, to really just try to get it popped?
I mean, for one, be a rich. You know what I'm saying? Right. That auto-tune shit dead. Like,
right.
I keep seeing niggas, dog, that I know personally that can rap and then go to the fucking auto-tune. To me, dog, it's like when I hear that auto-tune shit, I see the fucking handicap wheelchair symbol, you know?
Right, right.
When I hear that shit, I'm like,
what is y'all doing?
Dog, it just takes away from your originality, dog. It's like, nigga, that shit dead. Like, nigga, if you can say, you can say, if you rap it, but that auto-tune shit is dead.
Yeah, especially if you don't rely on it. Like, you can use it barely, but when it's just, like, everything. And what kill me is, like, when niggas use it, they just sound forced. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like, matter of fact, speaking of, who I want to bring up, J-Hop was the reason why I really don't like Future. I remember went to your crib, bro. It was me, Will, some other people who was at your crib, and we was talking about Future. And I don't know if it was you or somebody else defending Future. And I was like, nah, I ain't feeling him. But then, like, you played one of his tracks. And, like, the first sound, that nigga sounded like some kind of dead goat. That nigga was like, ah! I was like, see? I told you. That nigga whack, dog. Nah, we done with Future, bro. Nah. It was some years ago, bro. It had to be, like, maybe 2012, 2011. Yeah. It was a while ago. But I remember, like, when you played that, I was like, I'm done. Right now.
That was the crazy shit. I was born poor. That was some fucking bullshit. Like, I was trying to goddamn win niggas over with that shit, y'all. You heard this shit?
Yeah.
Whack ass shit.
Yeah, right, right.
Like, play that
shit. Yeah, you play it. Nah, yeah. That nigga sounds like a fucking goat, nigga. And he called a nigga the goat. That nigga sound like a goat. That's what it is.
What's annoying to be about it, man? Because maybe I'm old.
I came up in the era to where, nigga, lyric, flow,
right,
all that shit matters.
Right.
And like I said earlier, you know, things change. So now you can just get on that bitch and mumble rap and anyway, but that's what I came up off of.
Right.
Like I said, when I said on my No Cosign song, I said I came up on pop shit and y'all came up on Cali. Like, it's two different
yeah.
eras.
Yeah.
So it's like your standards are higher or lower.
Right. Right.
So I can spit a hard ass 16, and I done had a producer tell me this shit too. And these niggas is too much for them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You spit that shit, and it's hard as fuck, and it's like it's too much. It's so used to
yeah, I think dumb shit. That's how I go back to the theory I had, where it was like, it's a Superman theory, and I think cats don't want us. Like, we grew up, we want a Superman MC. We want to hear somebody that rap that we thought was better than us. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit, like, he really doing it. But it was inspiration. Like, I can step to that level. I think now people want to hear rappers that they think they can rap better than. They're not intimidated by it.
Yeah.
And that's why, like you said, the quality is lower because, you know, people accept anything. I think also, too, they accept it because, like, the music is just there. You know what I'm saying? As much as, like you were saying, we as rappers don't have to work as hard to put it out, people don't have to work as hard to really get it. Mm-hmm. And I think they don't value it as much as we did. You know what I'm saying? Because we had to go buy a CD. We had to go actually buy a CD, go to the store. You know what I'm saying? So because of all the effort we had to do to get the music, like, we appreciated more and we expected more. Now, because the shit is everywhere, people just kind of like, all right, whatever.
I mean, perfect example. I like Lil Wayne. I've been a fan of Lil Wayne forever, nigga. I'm talking about nigga since nigga Rick's days.
Right.
But you cannot tell me it's not a difference from the Carter 2 to the Lil Wayne now.
Right.
You got it. This generation and that y'all, it's not the same person.
Right. Right.
So I mean, it's the same person, but it ain't the same person musically. So when you look at that shit as an artist like me, who I just can't auto-tune. I can't do this shit. I can't dumb the shit down, dog. Right. And I understand why he did. He was already in the industry.
Right.
It's a music thing, like, you had a job, okay, well, we're switching to this now, okay, I'm going to keep getting the check, so I'm going to switch to this.
Right.
You know, I ain't in the, you know, I'm not, dog, like, when you come up off a certain thing, dog, that's what it is. So, that's just how I feel about it, man. Shit been dumbed down. Niggas don't give a fuck about bars, niggas don't give a fuck about the art put into shit
right now.
And like I said earlier, as far as it being a internet thing now, like, it ain't about the music. You can do some dumb shit and just get popular, and then whatever you put out, it's gonna work.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, shit kind of dead, y'all, like, in a way.
And also, too, we're gonna get in this before we get up out of here. Because, again, you was on the live joint, and it kind of seems like people have been a big complaint about the gatekeepers and them allowing or helping to get people on. You know what I'm saying? In particular, TJ Chapman and DJ Dimp. So I just want to know, like, basically let you speak your piece in regards to niggas are thinking that they got to get a cosign to get on.
Basically, Dimp ain't no gatekeeper. Dimp is fucking, like, this nigga is, like we talked about earlier, I don't know if they was ever here. Dimp is one of them people that be around people, and then he come to Tallahassee like, hey, look at this picture. I was just with, hey,
Cole. Right.
So other people will look at that shit and be like, oh, shit, that's who I need to talk to.
Right.
Because they don't fucking know.
Right.
And then when I say some shit, I'm hating on them. Man, fuck that shit. So my thing with them was I was supporting them when he was trying to do the Tallahassee Cypher thing.
Right.
And this is how it all started. I'm going to go from the beginning. Boom. I'm supporting him. Boom. Hell yeah. And I was even commenting on the nigga shit like, damn, what's up, nigga? You finna pull niggas together. You finna do the fucking cypher shit. You finna get niggas. Hell yeah. The city needs that.
Right. Right.
Right? So I'm happy as fuck. And you know what happens when you get motivated for something and you don't get it. Now you're back.
Right.
Okay, boom. So I'm like, hell yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So I hit Dip up, and was like, that's what's up, man. Hell yeah, how much you gonna charge for the cycle? Because everything, music is a business. Music business. It goes to, that's what it is. Boom.
Right.
So I give him how much it's gonna cost. Now I don't know nothing shit. That's what it is. He was like, oh, it's gonna be free. This is on the live chat. Because I text him on the shit and he was like, oh, it ain't gonna cost nothing. Okay, boom. So we really gonna stay there then.
Right.
All right. So then I seen some niggas from here jumped on that bitch and they really liked him and shit. I mean, like that. So they were asking them questions and all this here. They asked him, they was like, hey, yeah, all this here, man. Want to do a mixtape and how much would you charge to host it? The nigga said $3,000. And that's when I was like, whoa, man.
Right.
Because what I know, he ain't worth $3,000 to host a mixtape. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. But if it was DJ Drama, or somebody like that, yeah, when they put they shit out, nigga,
you getting girl too.
No, but I maybe I'm lost. Maybe I don't know. But I don't remember DJ Def mixtape doing anything. I mean, I might be lost.
It might have been 3 years. I can't recall.
So lucky to help me with that.
Right.
So that's why I was like, God damn, nigga, $3,000. The fuck you gonna do on that bitch? So when he said, okay. So then this thing
came
on that bitch and he was like, well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make sure, and I wish the video was up so you could find the shit, because I don't lie, you can have all my shit is back.
Yeah.
The nigga was like, I'm gonna make sure the levels are right, make sure the volumes aren't higher and lower, make sure. I thought that's what the engineer supposed to do.
Right, so he basically saying he's gonna be, well, he's saying he's gonna produce it, right? He was gonna.
But why do I need to?
I can get that handle. Right. I just need you to do a couple drops and.
What? Why you want $3,000? Nah, dog. That's fuck that. That's yeah. Bullshit. So that's why I went off of here, man. The whole TJ thing is this. Like I said, we're in a new era. In which, well, I'm going to come back to that. We're in a new era. What I was talking about with the TJ shit was everybody felt like TJ was like the plug. Like, oh, he can do this for you and he can do that for you. And he managing BOD and all this stuff. But my thing with TJ was like, okay, well, it's one of two things. And you got to pick one of them.
Right.
It's one of two things. Either you really are the plug. You the fucking man. You the man that you claim to be. And you don't fuck with nobody in Tallahassee. That means everybody's whack. Don't accept anybody.
Right.
You the fucking man. You here.
Yeah.
You know everybody. You done heard niggas' music.
Right.
You the man. These Tallahassee niggas suck.
Right.
It's either that or it's number two. I'm not the man. They think I'm the man. These niggas actually is tight. But I don't look like the fool that they think I got.
So I'm just going to play it up just so I can get paid. And
I don't know what he's doing. But it's either one or either you got it and you take all of whack,
right?
Or nigga, you just don't got it. It's one or the other, and that's why I explained to him. I talked to him about this on Facebook, and I said, well, I ain't got no beef with you, dog, but I'm just explaining to you how I see it.
I get it.
I see it.
Right.
Nobody has proved me different. But what he do got going on. What I do like is his live shit that he's doing now.
Right.
See, the thing about his live shit, it don't matter what the fuck he say or the one dude or the other dude that he's with.
Right.
The one that fuck that shit. It's the viewers.
Right. Getting the eyeballs and getting people that get your name and they like it, then, yeah.
With it being a social media era, you put your shit on there, no matter if, let's just say you do pay the big $50 for it, because that's the one that it's the pay or whatever.
Right.
You pay that shit. Your shit get played right then. Boom. Now you got all these people hearing your shit, which is what you're trying to do when your ass going to the fucking moon to pay this fucking DJ who's going to play your shit at the end of the fucking club.
Right. Everybody trying to get out
the
of that.
The fuck shit is when you're going to pay this nigga probably more than $50.
Right.
Niggas going to be walking out, throwing up, fighting. Ain't nobody
right.
That.
Right.
And you going to pay. You going to be standing the whole time here. Play my shit.
You're
gonna play my
you'll
shit. The whole time, man, it's time to go there.
You're gonna like 10 people in that bitch. You ain't LMA, nigga.
No,
you can't be playing your shit. Niggas get their ass whooped.
See? Now, right. now, when I got to get to their pop song is you can pay that same $50 or less, only $5 or even free if you want to wait, and you can get people who generally do not know you to listen to your shit.
Right.
If your shit whack, they're going to say it's whack. If they like it, I've seen the shit. They're going to drop their fucking emails. They're going to contact you. They're going to hit you up. That's what you do the music for. You invest in yourself, and it will pay off. You know what I'm saying? Because you want people to hear your shit. That's the goal as an artist. You want people to hear your shit and fuck with it, right? Okay, boom. If DJ's on that motherfucker, if all kind of other people that's tuning in, fuck TJ and the other dude. Like, if you don't like them niggas, it don't fucking matter. That's the best opportunity.
Right, right.
Now, you can spend $50 on that, or you can spend $300 to $400 on your outfit. You can spend the money at the bar.
Right.
You can spend the money on your smoking.
Right.
You can spend the money on the bitch you're trying to fuck in there. And you can get that nigga to DJ your 50 fucking plus dollars so he can play your shit while everybody walking out.
Right.
You can do that, or you can just pay for that.
Or you can pay for your fucking producer, my nigga. Pay these fucking beat makers. Fuck wrong with y'all, man.
All that shit. Free beat. But see, niggas is investing in the wrong shit.
Yeah.
They're into the hype shit.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that you done spent $400-$500 on one night, and nigga, ain't nobody doing shit.
Right. Now you looking like boo-boo the fool.
And you mad at the DJ.
Right. Because he thinking, why you playing my wheels hot?
That shit ain't gonna matter.
Yeah, bro. So, anyway, we went over our time. But, hey, this my show. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. Anyway, before we get up out of here, man, go ahead and give the people a rundown of how they can get in contact with you and how they can get your music.
You can find me at jhop871 on any fucking Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all the same. jhopp871. YouTube also. Flogging, the first song that was played, is on all platforms. iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon, nigga, all that shit. You can literally Google J-Hop Flogging, and you can get the song. You want to stream it, download it, and all that shit. It's appreciated. The other song, Turk, is with the NWO, No Cosign World Order, but we don't need no cosign. Basically, nigga, we going to do this shit regardless of fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, that right there, we got a video on YouTube, NWO Turk. Type that in, boom, we're going to pop up. Plus, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's also on Facebook. And that's pretty much it. Oh, yeah. And my album, Freedom of Speech.
Get y'all to see that.
Freedom of Speech. You can get that on audiomac.com. Just type in my name, JHOP871 Freedom of Speech. You can get all this here, 12 tracks. You want to hear my beats? I produce all 12 beats on this CD. So, or you want a hard copy, you know what I'm saying? Hit me with $5, you know what I'm saying? With the hard copy, got like a bonus 5 tracks on that bitch.
Word.
So, yeah, hit me up for that hard copy. So, that what it is.
Appreciate you, fam.
Hey, I appreciate you.
You know what I mean? No Nation, my nigga. Yeah. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. Y'all see it? My man, J-Hop. Only Nick myself. I appreciate everybody that was in there. Better, KT, Outlaw, everybody that was in the chat, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Remember, y'all go ahead, subscribe, like, share, tweet, Instagram, whatever you want to do. Let people know about the show, about this episode, episode 22, all the other episodes. Y'all make sure y'all follow J-Hop, follow his music. And, yeah, we out of here. It's 2019, starting off hot. I told y'all, pop, pop, pop. So we're doing it. This is the Nick What's Up Hour. You got time, baby.